Blog Talk Radio.
Working full-time? Raising a family? Who said that means you have to put earning your degree on hold? Bluefield College offers a convenient, personal, and affordable online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. Christ-centered, student-focused education, 100% online. Classes start August 22nd. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, and we are excited to be with you all tonight. We are especially excited for our guest preacher, amen, for this evening, Evangelist LaTanya Taliaferro. Tanya, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Good evening.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about Tanya. No, just a very little bit. And that little bit is that she is a woman after God's heart. She is a woman who loves God's people. She is educated. She is a worker. She understands her purpose. And tonight she's going to share with us from her heart what the Lord has given her in regards to walking in the newness of life. So, Tanya, I'm not going to tarry in the moment. I'm going to turn it over to you to allow you to move how the Lord leads. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening,
amen.
Everyone. Thank you, Apostle Valerie. Tonight,
amen.
I'm going to be talking on walking in the newness of life. It was a topic that the Lord gave to me about three to four weeks ago, and I would like to read two scriptures first. Our first scripture is coming from Romans 6, verse 4, out of the King James Version. It says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The second scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, coming from the King James Version. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become brand new. So what I challenge you with tonight is walking in the newness of life. We often forget that Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. The battle has already been won, but because Satan constantly plays around with our minds, we forget that the battle has already been won. So through constant conditioning, through prayer, supplication, fellowshipping with one another, studying the word, you can defeat this. By renewing our minds, we must remind ourselves that the war is over. We have to constantly do this because Satan's at us. God wants us to walk in the newness of life because all the old and former things have passed away. You know, you could have been a drunk, a prostitute, a drug addict, or a whoremonger, or any of those things. But you've accepted Christ into your life now, and you must believe that you are no longer any of those things because you have been made brand new. Walk in the newness of life. That way you can be free to worship, free to praise, free to accept God's deliverance, freedom for healing. You're no longer bound. You're free from envy, free from strife, persecution. Now that you're new in life, God wants us to walk in love, joy, peace, new beginnings, new ministries, freedom from addiction. Walk in the newness of life. Are you ready to walk in the newness of life? Are you really? You know, how long has it been since you said, okay, I want to embark upon this ministry, or the Lord is dealing with me on doing that. But the next thing you know is days, months, even years before you even decided that, oh, this is what the Lord has for me. Is it because you just don't believe? Have you been afraid to move forward, knowing fully aware, well, it's for your good? You consulted many friends. You called up your family members, your coworkers. You even stopped strangers, and you still don't know what to do yet. So instead, you do nothing. So, like I said, days, months, years, there you have it. Well, God wants you to know that he is there waiting for you with his arms outstretched. He's saying, don't be afraid anymore because he's here for you. All you have to do is just take that walk. All you have to do is just move forward. He wants you to move forward. Just show some action. Instead of saying it, he wants you to do it. You've read the word. You've talked about it. You've studied it. Now he's saying, it's time to walk the word. It's time to move. It's time to do what he has for you. I'm often reminded about 3 months ago I had a total knee surgery, and I've been doing pretty well with it, and I had reached a plateau. You know, my flexion, I could only get my flexion back to probably about 105 degrees. Sometimes I was getting about 110. But the normal knee was probably about 120. And the doctor said, you know, well, you can probably get upstairs and steps okay. You can live with that. And I said, well, I don't want to just live with that because 10 years from now, it may debilitate me because I could only go but so far. So he decided, okay, we're going to do what's called a manipulation. Basically, the manipulation is that he put me under anesthesia, and I had no knowledge or anything. And he took my knee and he bent my knee back as far as it could go. He did this because scar tissue had built up. How many of you all know that sometimes there is some scar tissue in our life that God has to take away? What do I mean by that? Sometimes we're in bad relationships. God has to remove that. Sometimes we're in bad circumstances. God has to break it up, and he has to remove it. Getting back to my knee, the Lord knew that the scar tissue had to be broken up in order for me to go back fully, to bend my knee fully, where I could be fully functional, where it wouldn't cost me to be debilitated years down the road. When the doctor did this later on, you know, when I came to, he came to me and he said, you know, I really didn't have to bend your knee back that far at all. He said, you were almost there. And I looked at him in amazement. I said, almost there? He said, yeah, you were almost there, maybe a half an inch, maybe an inch, but you had almost broken your own scar tissue. So to my amazement, it just battled me. So why didn't I just wait and keep pushing and keep trying and keep doing? Well, sometimes it's because of your lack of unbelief, and you think that maybe somebody else can do it better than you. But the Lord is saying today, nobody else can do what he has for you better than you but you. How many of you all agree to that today, that there are some things that God has that are just only for you, that only you can carry for? Story short, when the therapist came in that day, he helped me to get out of the bed, and he said, I want you to walk. And I said, walk? Well, I just had this procedure, you know, and was feeling real sore and whatnot, and, you know, wasn't feeling like it was before I had the procedure. And I got up, with hesitation. And the nurse stood on the other side, and she said, okay, I want you to take some steps. I want you to walk. I stood up. She said, how do you feel? I said, I feel good. She said, now I want you to walk. And I took one step. I was a little adamant about that. I was a little bit unsteady. Then as I took three, four, and five steps, I felt real good. I said, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm walking. I don't feel no pain. I don't feel no pressure. I don't feel like I'm going to fall. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She looked at me, and she just laughed. So after she left, the therapist came in, and he said, okay, you're going to go home today, but I want to see what you can do. I said, I'm ready. He said, okay, let me see you walk. Let me make sure that you're not unsteady. How many of you all have ever been unsteady in your walk with God? Oh, there have been lots of times that I've been unsteady with God. But let me tell you, I walked that walk that day. He said, I want to see you walk the hallway. And as I was walking down the hallway, the nurses, they looked at me and they smiled. And then the other therapists, they looked at me and they smiled and they were cheering me on. He said, you're looking good. You're doing good. He said, now I want you to turn to your left. Okay, I turned to my left. And he said, to your left, you're going to see a set of steps. And when you get to that first, I want you to stand right there. And I stood there. He said, with your good foot, which is your right foot, I want to see you walk up those steps. And I walked up the steps one by one. And he said, when you get to the top of the step, I want you to make a U-turn and come back down, but come back down on your left foot where you had the surgery on your knee. I wasn't adamant this time when I first got up out of the bed. But I stepped down, and I stepped, and I stepped. And he said, you did it, and you're going home. I say that to say this. We are just a step away from our blessings. All we have to do is just get up and walk. That's all he's requiring of us to do. You know, if I had known I was just a half an inch away, I would have gotten my husband to take my knee and just push it all the way back, and I would never have even gone through this. But the Lord is saying our blessings are just around the corner. All you got to do is get up and just take that walk. All you have to do is just get up and just move. He said, it's time to move. It's time to take action. It's time to walk in the newness of life. It's time to walk in love. It's time to walk in deliverance. It's time to trust and believe God, because God is truly good, and I thank you.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, just walk. Just walk. Thank you for that. There were so many things in that, Tanya, that resonated. And I know you released that testimony about being so close to what God has for us, but we have to trust him. And, you know, talking about walking in the newness of life, for many people we find it difficult. We find it challenging. Because we don't understand the power and the authority that God has given us to actually walk out some situations that have caused us to become stagnant. But for those who are listening on tonight, I believe that if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, that you got some clarity, you got some insight, you got some instructions on how to get past where you've been in order to get to where God wants you. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you. I do notice that we have several callers on the line on tonight, and there are a few that have their hand up with a possible question or a comment. This is area code 267, and the last four are 5821. I'm going to bring you live. Okay, Tanya, you good with that?
Yes.
Amen. Good evening, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. Did you have a question or a comment on tonight? Amen. They must be just listening. We have another area code 202. The last four of your number are 2165. I'll bring you live. Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. Did you have a good evening? Amen. Maybe they're nervous. Amen. Wow, Tanya. Wow. Wow. What do I say but wow. As you shared that, you shared your testimony about the steps, and to me, that was a major turning point. That was a paradigm shift. That was a
yes.
paradigm shift in your existence. Amen. But when you talk about walking in the newness of life, what do you think, you know, with the things that you shared, what do you feel is the biggest hindrance of people? I know for me, dealing with a few things this week, I find that people don't want truth. They would prefer to stay in religious contentment and be self-directed versus hearing what God has to say and walking in his light and truth. What do you think are some of the things that are the major hindrances for people actually accepting the fact that they have the ability to walk in the newness of life?
For myself, and I know with dealing with friends and whatnot, people will often let other people dictate, you know, and what I mean by that is often they're consulting other people before they're consulting God. They're asking what you think that I should do. And you can consult all of these people. But truthfully, it should be God that you should be consulting. Because he should be the one to lead, guide, and direct you. But it's easy to just pick up the phone and just consult people. Tell me what you think. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And until we begin to trust and believe God, and then move forward, it's always going to be an issue that way.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Yeah, often we do. We're always wanting to get guidance from someone or something because we don't want to see God. I don't know. For me, it's disheartening because I desire that people be empowered with truth. I desire, and God has placed his mandate on my life, and that's why we're on the air now, that he wants us to release relevant teachings that people can apply to their life and really begin to examine where they are and see the opportunity within to make the necessary changes to be who God has called you to be. And you said something that was very, very important, that God has placed each of us in the earth with a specific assignment to fulfill. And I can do mine like God gave it to me. But it would be crazy for me to try to do yours, Tanya, the way God
yes.
told you to do it, because that's not what he gave me. And so we have to get to a place where as we're walking in the newness of life, we can be authentic in our walk. You don't have to try to be a cookie cutter. You don't have to mimic somebody else. The anointing and the gifting and the power that God placed in you is specific. And he didn't give each of us the same task to fulfill. Diverse needs in the earth that God needs us to cover. You know, people say, well, I'm in the church. Well, it's good that you're in the church, but God uses people in the marketplace. He uses people in entertainment. He uses people in the government realm. So wherever you are, you need to be able to recognize what God has need of from your life. And in that, walk in understanding and power and authority and dominion with the mindset that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me to get the job done. To get the job done. You have the ability to walk in the newness of life. What does that look like? Okay. So yeah, the newness of life. What does that look like, Tanya? Because to me, that looks like walking the mind of Christ. That's walking
in such a way that when I get up, I'm asking God to crucify my flesh. I'm asking him to kill my flesh daily, that I'm able to walk according to the Spirit of Christ that dwells within me. Walking in the newness of life is saying that I'm being mindful of the words that I speak, because life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
I'm being mindful that as I'm walking in the newness of life, that the word says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as long as my heart and my mind are fixed on Jesus, the things that come out of my mouth are reflective of my relationship with him. Walking in the newness of life, like you said, speaks about how we're going to love one another. The word says that love covers a multitude of sins. And when we love right, we can love the hell right out of people.
Yes.
We can change what they're doing and what they're saying to make them want to be like Christ. Walking in the newness of life. Said it's not, it's saying it's not mine. This is not my life to live, but it's Christ living through me. Say what I do, where I go. I'm to exemplify Christ and not be so much concerned about me. As long as I'm fulfilling my purpose, his plan, and his will for my life in the earth. Hallelujah. Walking in the newness of life. Now, Tanya, that you're walking, you went up the steps, you came down the steps. That's in the natural. What has this done to you in the spirit?
In the spirit world, it has definitely, there was some fear that I had. And as we all have heard, fear is false evidence of fearing real. It wasn't even
yes.
real to start with. And once again, that was it was the fear that was in my mind. You know, that Satan, I had allowed Satan to plant in my mind. But let me tell you, each step that I took, it increased my faith. Each step that I took, I knew that he was going to heal me. Each step that I took, I knew that he was going to lead and guide me. Each step that I knew that he was going to take me to wherever I needed to go. And I trusted and I believe him. So my trust and belief is high right now, because
glory.
Nobody could have done this but God.
Glory. 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 So in the midst of this, and I hear you guys, that as we're walking in the newness of life, this really is a faith exercise. Because if you trust God to be who he says he is in your life, if you really trust him, if you have faith in him, the word says that if we have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed,
yeah.
if we can have that kind of faith to trust that God is going to do what he said he's going to do, then we're going to begin to walk it out, knowing that he's not going to fail us. The word says that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. We are his, and he is ours. And because of that, we can move. We can get out of that stagnant place, stagnant mindset, because a part of the walk, as you stated, the enemy had planted fear, and fear had crippled you to not move according to what God wanted you to do. But by you exercising your faith, believing that God, as I take this step and then I take the next step, that you're not going to let me fall. You're going to hold me up in the midst of this. It's the same way with our spiritual walk. God is going to be right there to keep us from falling. He'll be right there if you would just trust him and obey his word. Do what he says do. Do it the way he says do it and walk it out. The destination that God has for many of those who are on the line, your mind can't even fathom what God wants for you. You know, you say, I know, I hear God, and yeah, you know how we hem and haw when we hear God. We know it was God, and we hem and haw because we try to reason whether God really meant that for us or not. But as Evangelist LaTanya said, we're a half inch bend from another place in God, a place where he wants to release blessings and miracles and healings and his promises for a half inch away. And that half inch in the spirit realm is just a matter of saying, God, I believe you. God, I believe you. And because I believe you, I'm going to obey what you've spoken. I'm going to do just what you said and then act on it. Wow. Ah, Tanya, you blessed me tonight. You have blessed me tonight. Wow. I'm grateful. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. And we're down to a couple minutes left. But if that was for Tanya, I certainly want to thank you for your time tonight. I want to thank you for what you shared in this teaching about walking in the newness of life. I pray that the listeners tonight have truly been blessed, as I know I have been. I want to invite you all to join us again next week at 8 p.m. where our teaching will come from Evangelist Gail Joyner. I don't know what she's going to release, but I know it's going to be some fire, as it was tonight, this wonderful teaching from Evangelist LaTanya. We will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. And for those interested, please email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Tanya, I'm going to ask that you close us out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us
amen.
Pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for tonight, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to walk in the newness of life. Lord, thank you, Lord, for letting us see that we got to get up and move and we got to do something. We got to do what you said to do because there's blessings waiting for us. Lord,
thank you
so much. Thank you for the listeners, Lord. We pray that you'll bring healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, listeners. It is our desire at the Empowerment Place that every day you do something to empower yourself.